Welcome back to the Puma Podcast, guys. I'm Tori.
I'm Puma.
And on this podcast, what do we talk about?
We talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between.
Everything in between. Yes. Friends, we are starting a brand new series, although not necessarily new content, but a brand new series for us. We're super excited about it.
It's a new series with old content. Yeah, in a new series.
Yeah, done better with microphones that actually work. Yeah.
Oh, but I think this is, for me personally, probably one of the series that we've done that probably has really spoken to me, and just kind of like one of those things that just continually stays with me. I think about this all the time. Yep. So, Tori, do you want to like share what this new series might be about?
Yeah, this is also with you, Puma. I'm with you. This series has really shaped my view of God. And honestly, how could it not? Because this series is about the names of God. I know when we very first started this podcast over 2 years ago, we started with this series. And due to some mic stuff and some feedback we got from the listeners, which thank you guys, we decided to redo this 2 years later to go back and really highlight the heart of God in his names. And I'm super stoked to talk about this. This is going to be an awesome series, one of my favorites.
Yeah, and the theme verse for this series, and probably a verse that, you know, read years ago that really just jumped out at me, it's from Psalm 9:10, mm-hmm. Which says, "Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you."
Yeah.
And I just remember, you know, reading that and, you know, thinking, you know, that those that know God's name, like what does that mean? What is that about to know God's name? And you know, those that know God's name will trust in him and find that he never forsakes them. Honestly, we live in a world where probably all of us feel forsaken in one way or another by people, even people that claim to love us from time to time.
Yeah.
And really it creates a lot of trust issues. Anyone out there have trust issues besides me?
Yeah. We're both raising our hands.
Right. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like every day, every week, it's harder and harder to trust anybody or anything because we get let down all the time.
We do.
Which is really amazing that God would tell us that those who know his name will trust in him, for he's never forsaken those who seek him. Mm. It's interesting. He doesn't say he will never forsaken those who are good or those That's who true. Are moral or those who are Christians or those who are atheists. He says, those who know my name will trust because they'll find out that he never forsakes those who seek him.
Yeah.
To know God's name is to seek God of the name. Mm. So this is where we're going to get into in this series. And there's so many different names that we're going to get into. But today, I really want to just kind of ask the question, you know, what's in a name? What is in a name? Why are names a big deal? And why would God communicate who he is through different names?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Let's dive in. Okay, Puma, well, yeah, what's in a name? I mean, names, right? They're kind of crazy. You know, we're both youth pastors. We've heard some pretty crazy names.
A lot of names, a lot of nicknames.
Yeah,
names.
Some names we can't repeat.
Yeah, so Tori, you know, you and your lovely wife, Emily, are going to embark on this journey of naming a child.
Yeah,
soon.
We are.
So, you know, I would like to throw some names out.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So, all right, how about Hitler?
Oh, hard pass.
Hard pass, why?
Well, I mean, Hitler, he's not known for some very many good things. You know, World War II, millions of Jews.
Your child isn't going to be the Hitler of World War II.
Well, I mean, yeah, hopefully. But yeah, with that name comes lots of negative connotations.
Oh, okay. Oh, so the name has some associations attached to it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. How about Chunk?
Chunk. You know, probably not either.
Why not?
Well, you know, whether that's a derogatory term to call someone fat or chunky, I don't know, sounds kind of weird, probably has some self-esteem issues.
Okay, so when you hear the name Chunk, do you have kind of images that come to mind, like characteristics?
Yeah, well, sure, and visuals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, how about Feldo?
You know what? I'd like Hobbit names, even though it's not a Hobbit. you know, Emily hates it. I think it's kind of fun, but probably not for a child.
Not for a child. Yeah.
Maybe a dog.
Like what images come up? I mean, do you know any Feldos?
Nope.
Okay.
Right? I would love to get an email like, dude, I know a Feldo.
I know, yeah. Yeah. If you know someone who actually is named Feldo, we'd like to hear about it.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know anybody.
But see, names, they're not just, words. They actually have implications, right? So, you lost something behind your couch. And you have two friends, one's name is Chunk and the other's name is Tiny. Which one are you going to ask to try to help squeeze behind the sofa to get what fell behind there?
I'm going to go with Tiny on this one.
Okay, why?
Because the name kind of assumes that he can fit. I mean, if he's Tiny, he can meet that need.
Okay, yeah, so, right. So the Tiny, you assume if there's a name Tiny that there's a characteristic behind that.
True, right.
Yeah, so if someone's name is Flash, what would you assume?
Well, probably depends who you ask. Either like the dude in like the DC comics or someone who maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Right. So if you've seen like Zootopia, right? Flash is the sloth. The super. I mean, and part of the comedy of that is that the name and the characteristics don't match.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that in life too, right? People that have a name, but their characteristics of their life don't seem to match and it's more comical.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. So, but if someone's name is Flash, but they're super slow, would you trust them to get something for you quickly?
Well, if they're not slow, no, but you would assume with the name.
Yeah. So, I mean, in other words, the name, has characteristics behind it. And, as the name represents the characteristics, and if that's really true of that person, then you would kind of trust them. You know, if you need to find something that's in a really small, tight space, and your friend Tiny, you would trust Tiny over Chunk to dig at it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is sort of the idea behind, Psalm 9:10, it says, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Mm-hmm. Now, if we really understand the names of God and the characteristics that are attached to that, we would come to trust God more and more as we find that he never forsakes those who seek him, that his characteristics, his character is one to not forsake anyone that's seeking him.
Yeah. Well, even with the concept of knowing God, right? That we as humans, those who know his name, it's just amazing to me that God even wants to be known. I mean, I think of some people like my friends, family, even myself, sometimes we don't know who we are, right? But the invitation, those who know, who trust in my name. I mean, like the idea of trusting because we know, right? And you can't trust what you don't know. Nobody out there probably trusts my great aunt Edna. I don't know, Dad.
we might.
We might. Yes. See, I don't know. But again, you can't love or appreciate that which you don't know. And so part of the beauty of that verse is that it's an invitation to, and there's a real cause and effect. God doesn't forsake those who seek him. And that's a promise. I mean, that's beautiful.
It's a promise. And the idea of trust, and we've mentioned this, I think, in previous podcasts, but, trust is a relational word. Yeah. In other words, trust is sort of the currency of relationships. Mm. Relationships are as strong or as weak as the trust that two people have with one another, right? Mm-hmm. The more you trust somebody, the more you're drawn to them, the more you distrust them. This is why when we're betrayed or when somebody doesn't follow through with a promise, our trust in them diminishes. And so the relationship then gets kind of damaged or starts to drift apart.
Yeah, there's questions in mind. The trust has been either broken or on shaky ground to start with because of some previous known thing, right? And even unknowns, right? That can even be daunting to trust. It's hard to trust an unknown thing too.
Right. And so one of the ways that God has chosen to reveal himself in the Bible is through different names that he is given and sometimes names that he gives himself. And those names tend to help us understand more of God's character, his nature, who he is. So for instance, right? So one of the names or titles that I have is Dad.
Yeah.
So if that is a name or title that I have, does that say something about me?
It does. It assumes that you have a kid or kids.
All right. How about father?
Yeah, same idea, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
How about neighbor?
Sure. Yeah, you have a place of residence where you have people around you, neighbors. Okay.
How about pastor?
Yeah, you're an overseer, shepherd. You have a flock, spiritually speaking. Right.
I mean, there's just kind of four, you know, names or titles. Mm. But if all those are true of me, that all of a sudden speaks about who I am. That's not conclusive or comprehensive at all.
Right.
But it does say something.
Yeah, it describes, gives a better picture of who you are. They're adjectives, right? They help define and shape who is Matt Slippy.
Right. So it's a name or it's a title. And names and titles, they do different things. And we give, you know, personal names like, you know, Tori or Puma. We got like a personal name. Hmm. You have other names or words that are descriptive like pastor, father, these sort of things. You know, one of the things about a name is that it identifies. Right. Mm-hmm. So you can use like the word cat and the word dog. Right. So cats are different than dogs.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Right. So basically it identifies, it distinguishes between things. Right. Mm-hmm. But names also do more than that. They also specify. So if I identify, I want to talk about dogs. And so I identify dog instead of cat. Right. So I identify dog, but then I specify. Right? Am I talking about like a German Shepherd? Am I talking a Chihuahua? So there's different, like, you know, which kind of a dog am I talking about? Mm-hmm. Right? And then names also kind of magnify or highlight, right? Mm. So when I say Chihuahua, what comes to mind?
Noisy, barky, noisy, barky, squealy, small, right? Small
so animal. If I say German Shepherd, what comes to mind?
Big, protective
big
dog.
Big, protective, you know, like, yeah, something, you know, the kind of dogs you want to have out, you know.
We want on your side.
Yeah, we got one on your side, yeah. So names, you know, they help us identify, distinguish, they help us specify which, and they also magnify or highlight certain things or characteristics, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I say I'm, you know, a father, that identifies me as, you know, a father versus a mother, specify, you know, I'm like your father, like, you know, Puma, right? And then to magnify or highlight, you know, certain characteristics of mine, you know, what it, for you, the name Puma has more than, has deeper meaning.
Well, and there's a relationship with that word too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is, you know, why names are so important. And God has revealed himself in the Bible through various names. And as we go through this series, you know, we'll notice that the different names or titles that God has given are, they all come out of like a situation. They come out of, you know, a particular
event or story.
A particular event, you know, and we do this, you know, in life where a situation happens and someone kind of gets a nickname. Right, that kind of attaches them to a particular event.
Right, like Puma.
Your
parents didn't name you Puma.
No, they didn't. Yeah, but that came out of a specific situation or event, which we'll just keep this podcast PG.
Yeah, okay? I'll save it for some other time, maybe.
Yeah, so if you want to come visit us offline, we'll have a conversation about that. Yeah, so for example, you know, people that get like nicknames based upon circumstances. So can you think of any?
Yeah, a few from Marvel.
Okay, yeah, superheroes, sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, the big green guy, right? He's known as Hulk.
Bruce Banner.
Right.
Yeah, that's his name.
It's true, but he's known as Hulk because he smashes things and Hulks out.
Okay.
Captain America.
Yeah, so his name is Steve Rogers.
True.
Yeah, so why call him Captain America?
Well, I mean, in the comics anyway, right? He kind of led America. He was one of the captains.
Okay,
he
has, yeah.
What else we got?
Tony Stark.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Also known as Iron Man.
Yep.
Probably because his suit is made of
iron. And he's like, you know.
A man.
Yeah. But you see how like some of these names, these nicknames come out of like situations, right? Or like the characteristics or something happens.
They do.
Yeah. You know, and so now, so how's God going to reveal himself to you and I? To just say, yeah, I'm God, or does he help us understand who he is and help us understand that he's one who's worth knowing, one worth trusting, one worth seeking, because we see in the Bible different situations where he proves himself faithful, where he demonstrates certain characteristics like, wow, that's amazing, I didn't see that. And these situations that we're going to look at over the course of the series, we find that God actually reveals himself more and more to us through the situation, and a particular name or title gets attached to him, which really helps us understand more fully of what an amazing God he really is.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, those who know his name, as Psalm 9:10 says, will trust in him, for the Lord never forsakes those who seek him.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So that's what, you know, this series is about. We want to really help understand what is so amazing about God's name, and to find that he is one to be drawn to and to trust and move toward, not one to run from or to move away from.
Well, and God's name is sacred too, right? I mean, the Bible is pretty clear about the power and the majesty and respect surrounding the name of the Lord, right? And so what are some passages that kind of highlight just what is it about God's name that even should be revered?
Yeah, so the name, it's a word or it's a symbol, but it's what it represents. And so like in Leviticus 19, 12, that we're told to not profane or take the name of God lightly or make it, common and ordinary or like just flippant with it. Leviticus 24 tells us not to blaspheme or curse or despise the name of God. Don't disrespect his name, right? Because of what his name represents, who he is. We're told in Deuteronomy 5 to not misuse God's name, to not use it in a way that's inappropriate. And we do this with each other all the time, right? To kind of mock people or to drag people down, misuse people's names. We are told Deuteronomy 28 that we're to revere, honor God's name, to lift it high. If God really is who he says he is, and he really is majestic and awesome and holy and loving and caring and compassionate and all these things, why would we not want to revere or honor him?
Right.
Just like someone that is really dear to our heart, right? So we're both married. Would we want to profane the names of our wives or to, disrespect or have other people disrespect or to misuse?
Right, to slander even.
To slander.
Yeah.
We would want people to, when they think of my wife, to have honor and revere her. Mm. Psalm 34 tells us to exalt the name of God or to glorify him. And so you have, again, just the value of God's name. God's name is worth knowing.
Yeah.
Because God is worth knowing. It is a weighty thing.
Yeah. Yes. The name of God should not be flippantly used throughout. I thank you for sharing those verses, Puma. But yeah, we have there's so many verses surrounding the glory and the power and the weight of God's name. And although we want to know it, we shouldn't be flippant with it. I think that's a really good distinction before we even dive into some of these names, that God's name, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. And it's not something that we should misuse. It's something that we can misuse, right? So his name is good. We should not misuse it because we can, which is pretty amazing that God would allow people to even attempt to misuse a name so, so great. Well, Puma, based on all that, what we've talked about and just discussed, I know this is kind of like a very general overview of the way God can be known, but how names are important. Even Tori, I'm sure you guys listening have a name. I'm sure your name means something and I'm sure you're worth knowing, but I can guarantee that no matter how big or famous or whatever you are, the name of God is the only 100% pure one and is worth knowing far more than any other name.
So as we kind of launch into this series, our prayer is that in a culture of mistrust, in a culture where we don't know who to go to, or a culture where we feel forsaken by everyone around us, even those that we love and those that claim to love us and those that do love us, that they still let us down. Mm. Oftentimes we project those same perspectives on God. Mm. Why should I really get to know God? Because he's probably going to let me down as well. But this is why God, in his sovereign love for us, has preserved truths for us in names that he was given based upon situations that in each of these situations where he interacted with people, and that the character of God was stamped in a name because of a place or an event where God showed up and proved himself faithful, proved himself as one who does not forsake, proved himself as one who is for us and not against us, proved himself to be one who loves us, if only we would turn to him. You know, and this is why those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never, never, never forsaken those who seek you. And so that's our prayer for all of us as we kind of dive into this series, that we would get to know the name of God so that our trust in him would grow and that we would run to him and not run from him. So sort of an AQ from this first podcast and, you know, what's in a name? How quick are we? You know, to run to God. If I were to say, you know, has God ever like disappointed you? Have you ever felt disappointed or that God let you down? You know, what happened or why was that? And is it that God let you down? Or is it that you did not really understand who God is?
We didn't know this name and therefore we don't run to this right. name.
You know, our previous series about all the blessings that we have, that we possess in Christ, you know, oftentimes it's not that we don't possess something, it's that we're not aware of that which we possess. It's not like God is incapable, it's that we are not aware that he is capable.
Right, yeah.
And so we don't run to him. You see, if I needed somebody strong, but I didn't think there was anyone strong enough in my life to help me out, I'm not going to run to anybody.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that makes sense, right? Yeah, why would you run to something that you don't believe exists, that you're not aware of? You can't.
Right. Right. And so, you know, hopefully through this series, you will just, your view of God and your perspective of him will grow, and your love for him and your desire to know him more and more would just, we want to fan that flame for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being complete trust and 0 meaning total skepticism. So where are you with God right now? You know, you know, are you at a 4, 7? And what is it about God that caused you to maybe think that he's not at a 10 in your life?
Yeah.
You know, it's where we run whenever we are in trouble or have a situation tells a lot about who or what we trust.
That's true.
So where we run to first, you know, says a lot about us. And so hopefully through this series that we will run to God sooner and quicker than we do now.
Yeah, no, that's good, Puma. Yeah. Yeah, what's holding you back from being a 10 in the God department of trust? And to take a real self-evaluation, you know, where am I? Where can I grow in trust? And why is it hard for me to trust God with this area? Because I think sometimes if you're like me, it's easy to trust God with this area, but it's hard to trust him with that area. You know, my finances, that's hard to trust. But, you know, with my education or my family, which maybe that'd be the other way around, you know, but it can be hard to trust God. So that's a good question. Yeah. You know, where are we on the scale 1 to 10 and what is hindering us from being full on 10? Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited that we get to do this journey with you and to learn. And for maybe some of us, some of y'all have been here from the very beginning to relearn with us some of these names of God again. And it's easy to forget. So I'm so glad you guys are here. If you have any questions or comments, or you know someone named Feldo, feel free to reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you guys. And yeah, see you next time, Fridays at 10:10. Until then, guys, bye.
Bye-bye.